the Senate this week considering President Obama's nomination of Robert Mueller to stay on for two additional years as the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And William Yeomans, writing in Politico, kind of caught my eye with this first passage of an op-ed piece. Robert Mueller has had a stunning record of success in transforming the FBI into a domestic surveillance and security agency. That success should disqualify him from service beyond the expiration of his term in September. That's right, you did not misread this. William Yeomans is a professor of law at American University and a former Justice Department attorney, as well as chief counsel at the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he joins me to talk about his opinion that FBI Director Robert Mueller should not stay on. Bill, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for being on the program today.
Well, thanks for having me, Francis.
I'm happy to do it. Talk about the ultimate contrarian's viewpoint. I think this is probably it.
Well, I think that the first thing I want to say is that it's not about Bob Mueller the person. I think he has proven that he's a man of integrity and a substantial person, and he's impressed presidents and attorneys general. But it seems to me that there are really three reasons that it's time for him to go. He had a 10-year term. It expires in September. And that 10-year term, that limit, was imposed by Congress for some very good reasons. It was imposed in 1976, and as a result of revelations about J. Edgar Hoover's tenure as FBI director. And as you know, Hoover was director for close to 48 years, and during that time accumulated unaccountable power. He was an absolute ruler. And toward the end of his tenure, and then in the years immediately after it, details started to emerge about the abuses of power that he had engaged in, that the FBI had engaged in during his time. Things like unlawful wiretaps and burglaries and infiltration of civil rights and anti-war groups, planning false stories, and also collecting secret files on U.S. leaders, which was very disturbing and raised the specter of the FBI director having too much influence. So Congress imposed this 10-year limit, and it was a good idea. This was one of their big reforms in 1976. But where the contrarian point that I make is comes out of the fact that Bob Mueller took over the FBI just a week before 9/11 and was thrown into this job of reinventing the FBI. And what he's done over the last 10 years is to lead the FBI into becoming much more of a domestic intelligence threat interception agency than a simple law enforcement agency, which is mostly what it was before 9/11. And that transformation has been it's been a big job, and it's caused major changes within the FBI, both the way it approaches its investigations, but also its management practices. And in conjunction with that, of course, the FBI has been given substantial new power since 9/11 through the Patriot Act and other pieces of legislation. So he, through his leadership, has been hard at work trying to implement all these changes, these new powers, and it seems to me that this is the appropriate time for somebody, a fresh set of eyes, to come in and take a look and assess how all this is going to ensure that we're not, losing more liberty than necessary.
The most powerful argument that I've heard about Director Mueller staying on is we're at a point in time where we're experiencing turnover in the Department of Defense civilian head, the Department of Defense uniform head, the intelligence community, counterterrorism lead at DHS. There is already plenty of roiling of the waters in Homeland Security and National Defense and intelligence. Another one, if we can push it off just for 2 years, wouldn't be a bad idea. Is this need to stick to this 10-year term and ensure the integrity of the 10-year term sufficient to overcome that? In your mind, obviously so. But yeah. That concept is not as critical to you?
Well, I certainly hear that argument. The first response, of course, is that there's no guarantee it'll be any different 2 years down the road. Our security needs are not going to change substantially. At some point, we're going to have a new head of the FBI. And the changes within the national security community, while they're substantial, are mostly keeping things pretty much in-house. I mean, Leon Panetta is moving from CIA to defense, and General Petraeus is moving into CIA, and obviously Secretary Gates is leaving. But there will still be substantial experience there at the top. So I think that we may be kidding ourselves if we think that 2 years from now things will be different. It's also, you know, this kicks us down past the 2012 election. And so, I hope that that's not part of the motivation for doing this.
William Yeomans is a professor at American University and author of the op-ed in Politico, which is headlined, Time for Robert Mueller to Move On. Bill, we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com. I love contrarian views. This certainly is one, and I'm grateful for your time to talk about it this afternoon.
All right. Well, it's been my pleasure.